Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How you honored the struggle of the last 2 years directly correlates to your life satisfaction, to your stress levels, to your wealth and income, to your career advancement, to your own self-reported quality of your own work. In doing the research in High Performance Institute, we have found over and over and over again, this mindset of how you perceive struggle and challenge is the critical linchpin in whether or not you change. Honor the struggle. I teach it every year. To honor the struggle. To know that struggle is part of the human narrative. You have it, I have it, everyone you meet has it. We all must experience challenge and conflict and awfulness in our lives. We all will. How we meet, greet, adapt, and grow from that struggle is the difference maker. And what I've studied of seeing people come out of complete poverty to wealth, studying people who had no skill in athletic endeavors to literally me being on the Olympic track with them, the difference at some point came to how in those times of hardship, when they felt discouraged, when they failed, when they were judged, when they were struggling, how did they experience it, adapt from it, and grow from it? And to me, those who made it, they honored that process as a learning journey and a chance to improve. They honored the process as a learning journey, a chance to improve. They didn't feel struggle. Listen, write this down for all you self-haters out there. I love you because I've been there. They didn't take struggle as a verdict on their worthiness. They didn't take struggle as a verdict on their capabilities. They didn't sense struggle and quit and bemoan and hate themselves. They sense struggle and they go, this is hard. Of course it's hard. I've not done this before. I've not trained for this. I don't have the capabilities or skills yet. I don't have the peer group yet. I don't have the mentor yet. Guess it's my job to go get those things. This will change everything for you. They didn't take struggle as a knock to their identity or their worthiness. Instead, they took struggle as an indication to learn, to get better. They didn't hate themselves in it. Instead, they engaged themselves with the process to get better. That was the difference maker. One, you hate yourself. The other one, you engage to get better. And honoring struggle as an opportunity to grow is the mindset. That's the mindset. Honoring struggle as an opportunity to grow. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term.
So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
I always love this time of year. I meet so many people who tell me one of their intentions in health is to run a marathon, which I think is amazing, you know? Now, why would anyone want to struggle through a friggin' marathon? Because they honor that process as something that will demand of them to get better. How cool is that? How cool is that? Think about that. That's cool. It's the difference between stopping progress and getting progress, whether or not we choose to honor the struggle. Meaning we take the struggle as a reason for challenging ourselves. Struggle becomes a rationale, an indicator light to challenge ourselves to learn to get better. Or we take struggle as a stoplight to sit in our car on the side of the road and cry and bemoan ourselves and speak negatively about ourselves and diminish ourselves and to minimize ourselves. And if we do that, watch out, because guess what? That intention can become. Well, intention. I'm not worthy. I'm not capable. Why should I even try? A lot of people's intention, the way they actually show up week over week and month over month, is their actual intention, consciously and unconsciously, is often, why should I even try? That is the thought, that is the belief, that is the behavior, and it becomes an intention in life. Because see, from intention, initiative flows or doesn't. We only take initiative because we have intention to. If you're not taking initiative in life, it's because your intention has been hijacked by negative thinking. Let me say it again. If you are not taking initiative, taking action in life, it's because your intentions have been hijacked by negative thinking. And so what we have to do is recognize, observe, be mindful of that. Like, wow, every time I'm struggling or discouraged or feel fear, I shut down, I quit, I stop, I speak bad to myself. We have to recognize those. We have to see that. We have to honor that and understand that. And honoring the struggle often begins with honoring ourselves as capable. I honor myself as capable. I recognize I am able. I recognize I have worth, and I recognize that I am deserving of improving my life. So this struggle right here, this struggle might actually be well beyond my capabilities. This struggle might be the scariest, hardest, most difficult thing I have ever faced in my life. This struggle might scare the crap out of me, and this struggle might really make my life hard. But this struggle will not destroy me. This problem is not bigger than my personhood nor my potential. And so we keep going. How you honored the struggle of the last 2 years directly correlates to your life satisfaction, to your stress levels, to your wealth and income, to your career advancement, to your own self-reported quality of your own work. In doing the research in High Performance Institute, we have found over and over and over again, this mindset of how you perceive struggle and challenge is the critical linchpin in whether or not you change.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff. and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.